Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Pop Culture Stars. And I'll tell you what, we've got some hot stuff to talk about tonight. First of all, I want to introduce and say hello to one of our co-hosts, Dave Atwell. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very, very well. First off, can you guys hear me all right? Because I've got a little bit of wind blowing towards me and everything. I just want to make sure that I'm not getting any feedback and I'm audible. So if I'm sounding good to you guys, I will carry on.
I think you're okay. Standing. Todd, can you hear him?
You carry on, Dave. You're good, brother.
Right on.
Carry
Thank
on,
you.
Carry on. And, of course, not only in Jacksonville, North Carolina, we've got our boy in Indianapolis, Indiana. Todd, how are you doing tonight?
Outstanding. This supernatural, ecstatic to be here. I'm wondering what the bloody blazes mix of weather we're going to be getting overnight. You know, another one
okay.
of those. But I can't fuss too much. It's sitting just near freezing. When you got precip in that condition, then it can get ugly. I'd rather have one or the other. But this wintry mixed stuff, it makes things everything iffy. So we'll see how it goes.
Absolutely. Well, we're glad to have you here, and I'll tell you what, I've got one pissed off dude getting ready to talk. That is Dave Atwell. What were we talking about right before in the green room? What were you talking about? Let us know.
Well, it's amazing how if you listen to the press, you'd be led to believe that everybody in the United States hates Trump and supports Pelosi, blah, blah, blah. And it's funny, I'm looking at my Facebook feed and I have close to 800 friends from all walks of life, different
including
nationalities.
Me.
Absolutely. Damn proud of it. Different religions, different creeds, different nationalities, different sexual orientations, you name it. I've got a wide expanse of friends, which I'm very proud of. But as I'm thumbing through the feed this evening, all of them seem to agree on her actions last night. And if you did not watch the State of the Union address, if you're not fond of Trump, I understand, because that is your opinion. And by God, you're more than willing to have yours the same way I'm willing to have mine.
Absolutely.
I thought it was a very inspiring speech. I got that American warm fuzzy going, while I listened to him speak. He's not the most eloquent speaker of the world. He's not the most presidential guy, but his words kind of gave me that shot in the arm, that kind of like, hell yeah, So, as everything progressed, at the end, and let me go ahead, and everybody knows what Pelosi did. She took the minutes or the copy of the speech and ripped them up. Okay. You want to throw your little conniption, you want to throw your little hissy fit on national television. Okay. I always say, and both of you gentlemen have been around me enough to hear me say it, I never have to prove myself right because there's always an asshole out there that's going to do it for me. And, for somebody of her intelligence, for somebody of her profession,
let's just say holding the billet, because I gotta do this. because us having to use this title, the honorable, the honorable, the honorable, you know, I come from that background where respect is earned, not given. And people that, you know, demand all this respect and stuff, but don't act in a manner that earns it is an issue. So let's just say hold the billet, because that's what she's doing.
Yeah.
She's holding the billet.
Here, here. I'm with you on that. But for her to not be able to park her personal vendettas or opinions and to act professional, okay, you know, how many of us have gone to the in-law's house or somebody in particular's house, and somebody will tell you walking in the door, hey, don't cuss in here because his dad's a preacher. And you try your hardest while you're in that building not to drop any type of foul language. Why? Not because it's
correct.
The law. Not because you have to. Not because somebody has a gun to your back. It's because you have class. And you try to hold yourself to a higher level. That being said, here she is, national stage, international stage, global stage, and until we find aliens out there, universal stage. And she rips up the copy of the speech. So a couple little points I want to bring up for you guys, and then you guys please, you know, open fire. One of them is, if you could stand to actually look at her face, look at her expression when she's doing it. She's not
hold on.
Looking...
You mean her current face?
Yes. Yeah. If you can, like I said.
She ain't all that damn far behind Joan Rivers at this point.
and her boobs have definitely gone south of the border. But if you look at the expression on her face, look at her eyes. She is not looking down. She's not looking at the podium and ripping these things up. She is looking out in the crowd, basically doing the, is anybody watching me do this? It's almost like the mischievous kid that's purposely doing something to get in trouble. You know what I mean? And instead of just doing it to be a little turd about things, he's looking for approval from his classmates by being a little shit of a student. And she was basically, you could just see her eyes shifting around, like, who's looking at me doing this? Okay. Now, that's one branch you guys are more than willing to gnaw on, but the bigger thing that bothers me is that...
It's funny that you used the kid in the class thing, because I always thought of the one that's acting out, trying to do the show-off thing, you know?
Correct.
I'd say you're spot on. I'm pretty much set what needs to be said. I don't think there's a lot of branch there to gnaw. After it's said, that's right. You know what's said about that particular branch? Is that thing should be a switch that somebody ought to
bust her ass with. I'm with it. Now, that
you said
speech,
it, not me, but yeah,
okay.
That's what I meant.
That speech was not a Trump, I am God, I am God, I am God. He had other Americans' names, fantastic Americans' names, in his speech. And for her to rip that up, okay, so she has a little pissing at fight with Trump. Okie dokie, no sweat. But for you to dishonor the names on that document, by Christ, is downright dishonorable. It's hateful. It's immature, and is not becoming of somebody as important as the person who sits left to the vice president of the State of the Union addresses. And thirdly, and lastly, the impeachment is over. Okay, And dare I say, with 20 years hindsight, perhaps trying to impeach Clinton was somewhat of a damn
disaster.
Okay, this guy did not sell secrets to the enemy. He just went out there and tried to get him a Hummer like any other guy is trying to do.
All right, bro, hold on, Dave. You do remember, if I recall, and you guys feel free to correct me, but I feel like very much like this impeachment really, you know, ended up just being an abuse of power thing, but it started somewhere else, if you recall.
Yes.
The Bill Clinton one, if I recall, started with the whole Whitewater thing.
It did, which, again, was another...
shows you how it morphs. They get something. They can't really get what they want, but they got to keep going with it.
Right. And here's my concern, is the word impeach, if we were to jump in a time machine and go back to, the first 20 years of this country, and when that word is said, all the oxygen would leave the room. That was a word you didn't use unless you knew damn full and well that the president had done something horribly wrong. Okay, and it's the same way we throw around the word racist now. When you don't get it your way, somebody's a racist. Well, let's break that down.
Not just racist, you can be prejudiced against anything. So, yeah, let's just say prejudice instead. We good with that?
That is a huge, huge word. And if you've ever been a spouse accused of philandering, what's the first thing that rolls through your head? If you've got, here it is, your wife or husband accuses you of running around on them, and you're thinking, okay, of all these people that I've said no to, and I'm getting busted for it anyway, what's the first thing that runs through your head? I'm going to go out and get some ass. So when you throw these words around, when you call people bigots, when you call people racist or prejudiced, or you say, let's impeach a president, those are words that should only be used in emergency situations. Those are nuclear words, if you will. And I'm scared, or maybe not so much scared as I am dismayed, that every presidency henceforth, regardless of what political affiliation they are, this impeachment thing is going to happen every damn presidency. Now, to close my rant, I've already taken 10 minutes of y'all's time, but here's the big point. Gentlemen, you guys bust your ass in doing what you do. I know you will. I love you guys, and I know that you're very hardworking, proud, give it all you got kind of guys, okay? You know what they've done with your earnings, otherwise known as tax dollars?
Tell us.
They've pissed it away. Okay. So let's take, and whatever the amount is, it's uncalculable. Let's take that dollar amount and let's see what we can do to help our veterans. Let's see what we can do to help our homeless. Let's see what we can do to improve things. Let's see what we can do and maybe get all these Walmart associates off of EBT. You know what I mean? All that money that you use to piss away just because you didn't get it your way. Okay? Just because you wanted a cheese pizza and everybody else wanted pepperoni and you had to pick your pepperonis off of that slice. Now you're so ripping pissed, what are you going to do? You're going to sneeze on the pizza and fuck it up for everybody. You know, what they've done up there for really no – and that was another thing about this is that I don't see where this impeachment had any legs to start with. And I'm not just saying that because I'm on one side of the aisle and not the other. It's because it didn't seem to have any teeth. But you took millions of tax-paying dollars and wiped your ass with them. And to me, it's treasonous. It's not treasonous in the traditional sense. It's treasonous to the public, to guys like you, to guys like me, to the little girl skating up to you with the burger at Sonic, because all of our pay is taxed. Every time we buy something, it's taxed. If you own a home, it's taxed. And what are they doing with it up there? Wiping their tails with it. So anyhow, gentlemen, that is my bit. I apologize for the length. Open fire.
All right.
I'm going to drag in this wonderful cigar.
All right, so let's talk about, you talked how impeachment, because impeachment has always been about actual broken laws and such, rules, regulations. Not this one came down to a perception. That's the newest freaking one, it's sadly government starting to mirror society and feel like we got our feelings hurt because we didn't win the election. So now we got to act out on it. And I dare anybody ask, Trump wasn't in office 6 months, somewhat they were talking impeachment. That word was being thrown around.
Yep.
He was not in office 6 freaking months. Look, let's go with this. You got to be a special kind of follow-up to do something impeachable in the first 6 months.
Hey, right. You really do, Dave.
And yet, it was immediately, it was so... How much of it is because, and this just hit me, is it because he's not one of them?
Oh,
he's
I'd
not
be,
a professional politician?
Yeah, and that was what I had mentioned today when a friend of mine had said something about Romney doing what he did. I says, you know what, Romney is nothing more than another McCain. A professional politician who makes his living by telling people what they want to hear. Trump, despite the fact of not being a very well-spoken guy, he is doing the job. And if you look around and put all of your hate and discontent aside, gentlemen, the Dow closed at 29,003, or just short of that this evening. 29,000 freaking points, okay? Let me go ahead and review. 2001, it was right around 14 grand on Bush's watch. Two planes flew into two of the tallest buildings in the United States, and the Dow dropped to like 9,500 in a week, okay? And it had maintained and muscled its way back. When Bush turned it over, if I recall, it was right around 16. Okay. When Obama took office, it dropped back to 15 the first week. And over the 8 years of his presidency, it went anywhere between that 15.5 and that 17.5 mark. Okay. So when Trump won, and if you recall, we all went to bed that night thinking Hildebeest was going to be our president, okay? And when we found out it was Trump, the Dow the next morning went through the freaking roof, and it has not slowed down since, all right? And the Dow now—
At this moment, to be clear, just make sure we say it, but yeah, it has— It's like it felt like somebody that was understood business was in there.
Right. With the whole Iran thing. For the whole week, that went down. The press was carrying on about, well, you know, gas prices are going through the roof. Now that he started this with Iran, God knows what's going to happen with oil. Be prepared for $4 a gallon gas. Did you see gas today? Gas is $2.03 a gallon here. $2.03.
I saw him. We run higher here. Believe me, I noticed that right away. But I'll tell you right now, it's last week. I paid as little as I paid in a while. It was, I got these two gas stations that sit across from each other at this one intersection. I love it. They are almost always a nickel apart. It was 221, and when I say 221, it's at 220.9. I don't know what the hell 0.9 is.
I think it's a tax. I think that's how it works.
I mean, you can't actually, if you ask for 1 gallon, it's not like you're going to get 0.1 cent back. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no change. Yeah, they give you a quid.
Yeah. But that was down to 221 and 226.
And you want to know why the gas went down? Is because the other oil-producing nations of the world hate Iran, too. And some even live in fear of Iran. So when Trump went and did what he did, these other countries said, amen, right on, brother. Well, here's some oil. Don't panic about that. So, you know, the knee-jerk reaction. So any, as Rush calls, low-information person is going to read a headline and not form their own opinion. We'll think, oh, Christ, man, I got to get rid of my car because the gas going through, and the gas has dropped 30 cents a damn gallon.
Well, I kid you not as far as that part, but notice how you phrase that whole thing. You talked about, how you parroted how the press phrased it. Just to be clear, I don't want to put it on you. The Trump started with Iran. Wait. Does anybody know our history with Iran?
Not to mention the fact that they hit up our embassy the day before. All he was doing was answering the door. They rang the bell, he answered the door, and that's what we're supposed to do. And for 8 years, Obama let these guys do whatever the hell they wanted to. And people were content with it, which I can't understand.
Not just doing that, but we're going to pay them money for them to say they're not going to do something that there isn't a damn reasonable thinking beast on the planet that did think that Iran would be like, oh, sure, we'll take the money and not lie our ass off to you.
Absolutely. I mean, that's some Austin Powers stuff right there. Do you actually think that they were going to stop? But, you know, if you stop and look at what, you know, put aside, look at it in black and white. Make a business decision. Don't make an emotional decision. Make a business decision. Take the color out of it and look at it in black and white. Look at the big picture and go, okay. You know, North Korea is suddenly trying to be friendly. Iran, back the hell up. You know, the economy's going through the roof. Unemployment's at the lowest it's been in 100 years. And, you know, in the end, demand's doing the damn job. So, you know, I don't understand where the hate's at, but it really does bug me that they did all this impeachment over a notion, like you said, Todd. It wasn't anything. It was over a hunch, if you will. And just shameful. Absolutely shameful.
Oh, absolutely. The there's so much there that, like I said, it's even, I had even read an article interestingly enough, somebody, and it felt like it was an effort to half-ass do things. It felt like it was deliberately half-assed. It was somebody trying to point out some of the history with Iran without either they out-and-out didn't know or they were just trying to, you know, definitely deliberately, and this would be the worst part, you know, than them just being stupid,
yeah,
is they deliberately tried to paint it wrong because they went back to, oh, things were all flowery. They were stopping all their shit with their, you know, they, you know, we started, you know, taking away all the things that would make trade difficult for them and all this stuff. And we got them some money and they were happy and they were going to, you know, they were only going to use their nuclear program for things internally. What the hell?
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-oh.
You know, I wonder how many of these people are even aware that they've had one of their, they've had a reactor site bomb previously.
Oh, yeah. Well, side note, have we lost Dr. John?
It wasn't by Iraq during their war, I'm just saying. But it did start with I.
I think we've lost them again. Dr. is. Okay.
Absolutely. I know. I was listening and I was just saying, wow, this is incredible. I mean, because, you know, I was listening to every word that you said, Dave. And, you know, it's unbelievable what is going on. I mean, you know, I was looking all day at the reports of the, you know, at the reports of the, how they're reporting the, and it's unbelievable. And, you know, you were talking about it and it was right. And I was just listening to it. I was stunned because it's true. It's like, what is going on in this country that we are listening and talking about the impeachment of the president, and then we're talking about everything that goes on about this, and it's like what's going on? I mean, you know, we're just like. I think we're listening and we're not talking because it was even so hard today to find out the actual what's going on in Iowa. You know, what are the we don't even have that now. And it's like what's going on?
Yeah. And that, from what I understand, they're not getting the desired results out of that either, because
apparently not.
Yeah, because
now I'm going to make you say they aren't getting the desired results. Who are they? Who are you
talking
about? They're
being Democrats, because Papa Joe and Warren are at the top, and you've got Bernie, and what terrifies a lot of Democrats, closet, if you will, they won't come out and say so, but there's a lot of heavy-hitting Democrats that are terrified of Bernie, because if Bernie gets in charge, they're no longer going to be powerful.
If Bernie gets in charge, it is not going to be anything as usual, and they don't want that to happen. So, you know,
right.
Bernie Sanders is not what they want. But, you know, and thank goodness for that they have Pete Buttigieg, because Pete Buttigieg is a little bit on the
He's more of a moderate.
He's much more moderate than but it's like, what's going on? I mean, it's like, I don't even know what to say. I didn't want to talk about it, but I will. I mean, so you got Pete Buttigieg listed as winning, but what does winning mean? Yeah, and now they're all up New Hampshire.
Up in arms because they didn't get what they wanted. That's why they're pissed, because they didn't get it their way. So I'm going to stomp. I'm going to cry. I'm going to scream. You know.
Look how they changed the rules last election to make sure Hillary was their nominee.
Yeah.
They changed the rules to make sure to get what they wanted.
Make sure.
And then when they got,
absolutely.
And then when what they wanted backfired on them. And they talk about other people trying to manipulate things.
Yeah. Yeah. It just
boggles the mind.
It just seems to me that, you know, and I try to, there's two sides to every story, and I try to educate. I try to make my own opinion. I don't need the Rush Limbaughs or the Cortezes of the world to form my opinion for me. I'm a grown man. I'm an educated man. And I'm intelligent enough to listen to everything and form my own opinion. And are there things that I think the conservative side of the coin can ease up on? And a matter of fact, that was probably one of the best things that, you know, the best way to categorize it is that there's some stuff in the conservative party that we carry on about that really ain't worth, you know, society is changing. You know, every generation changes somehow or another. And there still are some conservatives out there that are so stuffy that perhaps they spin their wheels. They burn some daylight trying to fight things that, you know, it's no longer a moral issue.
Okay,
you know,
hold on. Let me ask you a question. Okay, you just did that because the phrase I had in my head is you're saying because society's changing, you're expecting them to compromise their morals. Dave,
right.
Do you really, you know,
well,
you're saying everybody can
like,
compromise their morals for everybody, then are there any freaking morals left, dude?
But like pot, okay, if we go back 100 years when Prohibition was going on and somebody had a beer, everybody went, oh, he's got a beer.
Oh, my
okay.
God, he has a beer. That's exactly right.
Right. 100 years later, I do the show every Wednesday night with the assistance of a malt beverage. Actually, tonight I've got a Squid and Coke. I'm drinking a crack and a Coke. I changed it up a little bit. But, you know, Budweiser is a huge – I mean, they sponsor – Super Bowls, they do charitable events. They do all kinds of stuff now. It's 100 years later. So nobody's really carrying on about. So let's take pot. When I was in high school, you got caught with pot. That was a death sentence. You might as well have been caught with a gun. Matter of fact, when I was in high school, guys used to carry their 22 rifles on rifle racks in their pickup trucks in the back window. Used to have their rifles. Go to high school.
Yeah, and dot,
have your
dot, dot.
Rifles hanging up in the back window. But if you got caught with pot.
Hold on. Just as real quick, oh, by the way, you know, when everybody knew everybody else had guns, there were no mass shootings. Just a thought.
That's true. Yeah, because they knew somebody to shoot back. Oh.
just saying, that's a friggin' fact.
It's
oh
like
my God!
And you're
right, Todd. You're 100% right.
Well, if you want to do a mass shooting, you're always going to go after a soft target. You never hear about a mass shooting at a shooting range because somebody's going to shoot
Correct.
You before you can do anything. That's why you go to movie theaters and schools and churches because you've got rows of unarmed people with one exit. I mean, Jesus, it didn't take. So it didn't take Patton's genius to figure out that tactic. I mean,
Just for the record, apparently going into churches doesn't seem to always work.
No. But I'll guarantee you in 25 years from now, if we're still living, pot will have commercials. There'll be pot companies that advertise on the Super Bowl. It will no longer be an oh my God topic. And there are guys still.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, we can't do pot. Oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah.
That's hard.
I can almost hear the slogan. This stuff is dope.
I mean, it's they'll have Poppin' Fresh talk about getting baked in different ways. North Carolina was one of the last states to get a lottery, and I remember saying, okay, all of these churches that are talking about the lottery being sin are the same churches that hold bingo every Sunday night. So what's the goddamn difference?
Well, of course. Dave, stop. That bingo stuff is important. It's very important.
But there are still people grousing about that in the conservative party. And to me, it's just not something that's worth that much energy, that much concern. You know what I mean?
Maybe a particular bullet I'm there with you. Just won't say in total the. But yeah, I kid you not. It's I love the bingo one. That's I think a lot of people forget about that. You got to remember that's also recreational. I mean, look at the whole busloads from the retirement homes that show up there, and oh Lord, that's pretty.
But they're gambling, you know. But when you look at the liberal side of things, a lot of the stuff that they carry on about, to me, doesn't make any sense. And it's more emotionally driven to me. There's two kinds of decisions you'll make in your life, a business decision and an emotional decision. And what's the difference? Okay, I open up a sporting goods store. I'm a Redskins fan. I hate the Cowboys. So I'm not going to sell any Cowboys stuff in my store. I am not particular about the New York Yankees either or the Los Angeles Dodgers, so I'm not going to sell any of their stuff in my store. Okay?
And oh, my goodness. Over. You aren't, Dave. Oh, you're going to, lose money.
Exactly. That's an emotional decision. A business decision is, I really can't stand the Cowboys, but they're my number one selling apparel in this store. I better put up a rack of their junk up front by the door. That's a business decision. So in politics are what our laws are created from. You've got to take the emotion out of it. And again, I'm not going to get on my Constitution. You guys have heard me get on my soapbox about it, but we have lost our ability to compromise. And that's where we ass everything up. Sooner or later, I mean, and Todd, you'll agree.
Sooner or later, love is going to get you. Go ahead, David.
At work, if we were going to order pizza at work, it was better for me to go in there and order pizza and walk in there and go, surprise, everybody, here's pizza, everybody eat up, than it is for me to walk in that building and go, hey, I'm going to order some pizza. What do you guys want?
Because, oh, my God. That will be the nightmare when you start asking, asking before you do it. I want pepperoni. I want ham and whatever.
That's because people have
lost
the ability to say, well, I'll take whatever Todd wants on his. Todd, what do you want? Well, Todd wants pepperoni and sausage. Sounds good to me. Let's do it. It's called compromise. And
yeah,
possibly
there's the, But they, by the same token, you knew when you pre-bought, I'm going to buy some plain shoes.
Right.
And then it's almost anything goes. But, you know, you're going to start with the baseline. You're going to take, you know, because you will take a conscious decision to go ahead and do that. Let's say your favorite is a Meat Lovers. You're not going to buy everyone being a Meat Lovers.
Correct.
I already know you won't. Even if it is your favorite, it don't matter. Because you know you're trying to give a little love out to everybody, and you are being, and here's where it might come. You're actually making an effort. So already it requires effort, and it's demonstrated you're going to do something, and you're actually going to do what you say you're going to do. So that effort there, I don't want to skip past that effort part. But you're going to take the effort to be, are you ready for it, people? Consider
yes,
it.
We're ready.
Consider
absolutely.
It.
Yep.
It's hell no. People are so friggin' inconsiderate, right, bloody, you know, across the board.
And the sun does not rise and set on your ass. And the sooner you're able to understand that.
Doesn't it, Dave? Oh, I thought it did.
you're absolutely right. I mean, the sooner people are willing to accept the fact that they are not the only person on the planet, then by God, things will get a lot better. Sometimes, you know, when I'm here at the house and I have my music playing because I'm doing this, that, and the other, and I don't have it turned up loud, but Dale comes in from work and she's looking tired and she talks about she has a headache. You know what I do? I either turn off or turn down the music. Why? Because it's considerate. It's a compromise.
Out of consideration for your lovely wife.
Yeah.
We love your wife. She's awesome. Okay? Be sure to let her know.
I'm going to try to get her on to do the show with us one night. One of these nights, I'm going to try to get her to actually sit out here and do the show. So that should be interesting.
Absolutely.
it almost goes back. Dave, was it you that brought that idea up way back when? So I became I know we're not allowed to use a – we can't this week. I became a pop culture star's what is it?
Oh, the spouse.
Formerly known as Comic-Con spouse type panel. I still think that's got validity. I couldn't imagine if we were all able to get together, sit down and eat, and let the family bitch about us and our involvement with this stuff.
Yeah, God knows what they would think, right? But again, they have found a way to compromise. So the problem
they sure
is
have,
what they're
right?
Now,
they did too.
They can't compromise, but in the meantime, they're taking our pay in the form of taxes and doing nothing with it but wasting it. And it's very, very, very discouraging. And I challenge every person that's going to go into that damn voting booth November 4th or whenever it is, that Tuesday, first Tuesday in November, to think about that. Do I have a congressman or a senator or a mayor or a city councilman who just carries on about me, 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 me? And that's where we ass up as a nation. And by God, when we put this nation together, we had all these different opinions. We had all these different wants and needs. And these gentlemen came together and compromised and created the greatest nation in world history. And why can't we do that now? you can put robots on them. Okay. We can make Michael Douglas look younger in film, but we cannot come together in our laws. It's just beyond me. It's blasphemy. It makes me want to go to Mount Vernon and walk up to Washington's tomb and press my ear up against the wall of his tomb and listen to see if his body's flipping around in the grave, knowing how hard those gentlemen busted their ass to make this nation happen. And now,
despite all his faults, I think Jefferson would be losing his fucking mind, because that man was huge in...
Jefferson was a genius. I consider him one of the greatest presidents we ever had. If you read some of the stuff that he said and warned us about, 250 years later, it's happening, about banks and the economy and social issues and everything. This guy wrote about it back in 1810 or 1800. You know, what a visionary. What a genius. So what do we do now? We piss all over his memory and we piss all over his hard work by trying to impeach a president on a notion. Man, it's just... it's bull.
Yeah, and then you look at Kirk Douglas, who is on the front page of Fox News. And it's incredible that what he did, and you look at these guys that were gods of everything that we ever knew and everything that we always loved, laughed, and whatever. And it's like we're sitting here trying to laugh or complain about. I don't know everything. Complain about, it's like so. What do? It's like we look at these great people. We look at these folks that have done great work, and then all of a sudden we're trying to make impeachment an issue, and this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Sorry for saying that, but you know what? Kirk Douglas, 103 years old, and he was a god, and he never caused a problem. Did he? Gentlemen, did Kirk Douglas ever cause a problem?
No.
Okay.
Except for maybe the emperor in... when he was on the back of his chariot kicking some ass. And what Pelosi did, getting back to our original point, is that how many times have you guys watched video from other countries where their leadership are getting into brawls or they're throwing shoes at one another?
Or they're tearing up the State of the Union address.
Yeah. I mean, but we're so far ahead of that is what my point is. And you watch these other countries. Yeah. And we turn around and the Speaker of the House, like a child. And and that's why I keep saying it was such a childish act. She ripped that up. Not only did she rip it up childishly, but she ripped it up in a childish manner. And so it just bastardized the sanctity of that room, the people in it, the leader of the nation, and the nation itself. And to me, she ought to be thankful as shit that the damn 50 stars are hanging over her head in that building. Because in a lot of other countries, you are never seen again after pulling some garbage like that. Just saying.
Hmm.
So, Pelosi, if you're listening, up yours, honey. You can take all 40 pens or however many pens you spent tax dollars on signing all those impeachment documents, and you could pound them up your arrogant, crusty, wrinkled ass. Because, again, and that was another thing, but it was pens. Even if she spent $250 on those pens, what would $250 do for a single mom of three? And you pissed it away on souvenir pens for all your little sycophants that are standing there with you, shaking their head, going, yeah, this is a great idea, Nancy. I think this is wonderful. You're the coolest person on the planet. Man, what in the hell has it come to, man? And
think how they let, they being the media, they give credence to people that I really think they don't necessarily need to give credence to. But, you know, they let athletes and Hollywood actors, you know, be their spokespiece. And a lot of these people, you know, the damn athletes, you gotta be able to be through so much college before you can go into this particular sport. God almighty, man, I know eighth graders that have a higher grasp of English than they do. And yet, they're the spokespiece. They're the ones that articulate more one particular political party's agenda than the other. And I think the damn politicians can't stand that they're not them.
Right. Right.
So they want to be that culture imitating art.
Yeah, the media better watch its ass, because the media will lead you believe that the entire planet hates Trump, and every American is upset, and every American is not happy, and every American doesn't have some chance of prosperity, okay? If you stop and look around and just talk, you don't have to have some grandiose forum. You don't have to get on your soapbox. All you have to do is look at your friend and go, hey, so how's your 401k been lately? Or, hey, I hear we hired on another 10 guys. Okay? You know, if you listen to the media will tell you that Trump is the devil, that everybody hates him. But if you look around, and I've been saying this for a long, long, long time, that sooner or later, the ham and eggs of the United States, the people like us, the Joes, if you will, the rank and file citizens of the United States, the guys who just roll their sleeves up, go to work in the morning, okay, pay their taxes, take care of their children, you know, blah, blah, blah. Sooner or later, they're going to run out of patience with the media's bullshit, okay? And they're going to start forming their own opinions. They're going to start uniting through their opinions. And I think it's happening now. And what's the proof?
Oh, it is. It's on several levels. It's funny that you mentioned that, you know, the media ought to watch themselves. The media, certain networks have continued to lose viewership across the board. And then they continue to, you know, they claim not to be able to figure it out. They double down on their thing. They lose more viewership. So they double down again, and they lose more viewership, and they ain't figuring it out.
Yeah. Well, look at newspapers. How many newspapers are folded?
Or they decide they're just not going to change. Well, newspapers are getting killed by, you know, a lot of the newspapers that are working to try to make sure they keep their stuff
the internet
online. At least they're thinking, but the newspapers get crushed by just, you know, internet in general. That's, you know, that's a big can of whoopee on them.
Look at Sports Illustrated.
A lot of the media don't care. But, you know, you talk about people trying to have an agenda, so they use social media, and social media is being censored.
Yeah. Well, now all of a sudden, old Zuck's having a change of heart. Why? Because he's got the Warrens of the world who have called him out, and he knows damn full and well that if the Elizabeth Warrens get the presidency, he's going to get knocked off of his pile of gold because she's already said that's what she wants to do. So he's been in bed with her ilk since he became somebody. And now
right.
all of a sudden, you know, and he was the guy. I've got a cousin that, God bless him, you're not going to find a more red-blooded guy than him. And he puts some questionable stuff on Facebook sometimes. It even pushes what I feel. But nevertheless, there's no question of the man's love for the country. Okay? And he can't stay on Facebook.
Some of his stuff sounds like a good follow.
Absolutely. He can't stay on Facebook for more than 2 days at a time because they're zapping his account for 30 days, putting him in the old Facebook jail. Well, it's that type of stuff. It's those types of guys that are keeping Facebook going, and Zuckerberg doesn't realize that. And now that Warren is calling him out, all of a sudden he's going, oh, Christ. So now he's got to reverse everything that his whole business model has got to be changed. Why? Because if we end up with a Warren in the damn White House, guess what? The Zuckerbergs, the Bezos, the Waltons, and all those guys have an awful lot to worry about because she's called them out already, and she hasn't even got the win. You know, and it just, to me, it's, if I thought it would work, then I'd go do it. You know, it's like I said at work the other day. The first kid who ate a lead-based paint chip dropped dead. You kind of got to give him a mulligan because who the hell knew? I mean, first he's eating paint chips. Yeah, there's a question there. We've ate worse. But when you're like the 900th kid to drop dead from eating a lead-based paint chip, it's your own goddamn fault. You know what I mean? If you haven't noticed that it hasn't worked for the other 899 kids, don't do it. So I look at what Sanders and Warren and a lot of them are saying, and I'm going, you know, guys, it's just not going to work. And I've been in retail in the business world for 34 years now. And I hear what they say, and I go, yeah, it sounds neato, but it doesn't work that way. You know, if I thought drinking prune juice was going to make me live to be 125 years old, I'd drink the hell out of it. But I know it doesn't work, so I don't drink it. You know, and that's the thing. It's just, and I think that there's more Americans that are coming around, and I think there's more Americans now that are just making a good common sense, not a popular, not a happy decision, but a common sense decision. And where does it show? The fact that we don't have this impeachment going. The fact that this Bouge guy is leading in Iowa, apparently. You know, it's showing that even the people on the left still have the ability to see the big picture and to make business decisions, despite it might not be something popular or good feeling to them. I mean, hell, how many of us got the little pill capsule things where it's got, you know, Sunday through Saturday, the little blue thing you put your pills in? Okay.
Oh, hold on. You know, I have two of those pill caddies, and I have them color-coded. I had to make sure. Look, and Dave, not as old as I am, so, you know, you use this one as for, you know, to your benefit. Ensure you color-code them. Get one for oral and one for suppository. Just saying.
Yeah, that's true. Because they could have polarizing effects.
You do not want to oops those things. Make sure they're clearly labeled. It was kind of funny. You were talking about people drinking the Kool-Aid, and I was like, God, really? People didn't learn that shit with Jim Jones?
Yeah. Well, there's another wonderful point.
That lesson. And I get, I'm using a really graphic reference. I get it. But you'd think people would have learned about it from them.
Yeah. But there's still people out there signing up for Scientology and all other kinds of shit. So, I mean, it's, but to me, it just, if the stuff would work, by God, I would go with it. And I think that the guy who has the wife and three kids and is a liberal-minded person, but yet he knows that perhaps his prosperity will be in jeopardy in the event that he goes with a Warren or a Sanders. These are the people who have enough common sense, horse sense, to look at the big picture, to look at it in black and white, and go, you know what? Though I really don't like Trump, my job is well intact, my 401k is very healthy, and by God, I will be able to leave something behind for these three children. Perhaps I need to just bite the bullet and pull the lever in his favor. And I think that's happening more and more and more in the nation. But you don't hear about it because the media refuses to report that. The media does not want to, you know, to report good news. They always want to report angst and turmoil. And, you know, I think the future is brighter than what we, you know, tend to paint it. It's just we got to keep our heads in the game. We got to keep our children's heads in the game. And we got to keep making those business decisions, no matter how bad it hurts. It's just one of them things.
Yeah. All right, so check this out, guys. I just throw some out there. We've done moderately well, because I felt like we started kind of harsh. We've tempered things a bit. And I got to throw out this bit of reality. So, Dave, I know you use specs, so it's not just me here. I know Dr. John uses specs. So our eyeballs ain't what they used to be. And I got to tell you, you know, I've hit that age where I know sometimes I'll hear something, I'll try to digest it. Part of me is saying that this is what you heard, and this part, you know, it grabs a little spot in the brain, and my damn logic center goes, dude, that may be what you heard, but that ain't what was said. So I'll be like, hey, would you say that again, please? And
yeah.
Is I know what I heard wasn't right, or I did not hear it correctly, you know. Oh, well, it wasn't right. And then I do the same thing. I'll do a quick glance at something. not just what I thought I saw the words. I got to go back and read it again to make sure I got it right, because that logic center of my brain was, really, that's not likely. So I do that. So I hate to tell you guys, my vision and my hearing have caught up with the rest of me, because what they see ain't right, what they hear ain't right, and as you guys well know, I ain't right.
Well, you're in good company, you know that.
Indeed I do, brother. But yeah, oh man, that stuff has gotten worse, because really, I'll hear something like, I heard some, we were in a meeting, and I looked the guy across from me, and I was like, please, dude, give me some context, you know? So I ended up going back to the guy, and it's like, okay, Tony, I heard what you said, but I still don't think I heard it right. Would you say it again? And did it, and it was like, oh, and I was like, man, I am so glad I didn't react to what I thought I heard.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Brutal. Oh, man. Oh, it is so bad, gents. I mean, like, seriously, no bueno.
Gentlemen, if you'd be so kind as to hold things for just a quick moment, I'm going to refresh my drink. And I'll be back.
Oh,
30 seconds.
Well,
that
I've already. I'll tell you what, Dave.
Yeah. Go ahead and do that. He's going to refresh his drink anyways. Go ahead and do that. Just keep talking, John.
And I have already refreshed mine. And we're talking and we're having the best, probably one of the best conversations we've ever had. Am I correct?
You know, here's the thing. We do really good. We have. This is what I'll say about our conversations. I think they are always real. Sometimes we're on different levels any given night. Some of us, you know, biorhythm, we're more tired, whatever the case is. Sometimes we're just more on target,
exactly.
The whole nine yards. But you know what? Everybody brings, you know, they're going to put some effort into it. And that's the thing. And the best part is, everybody's so comfortable with one another, and we're not scripted. We just, and I feel like my comments about being not scripted, people, you know, I feel like it's trying to justify a reality TV show or some bullshit. It's we're making this crap up as it goes. If people really knew that when I sent you the text, hey, what's the plan for the show? I got a whole.
Oh,
Dr. John, what was your answer?
My answer is we're going to talk about the following, and that's it.
In this case tonight, it was I'm working on it.
Yeah,
working
I,
on
I
it,
was.
Correct?
To be honest, with you, I was working on it.
And that's a true story. So it was like. All right. You know, I mean, and the thing is, that was still ammo for the show. All right. Be extra flexible tonight. Not a big deal. Because a lot of times they'd be like, hey, we got so-and-so as a guest. And it's like, cool beans. We got so-and-so, we know a good bit about what they do, and we'll sit there and they're always entertaining. They're always fun, and they always give us something that they want, you know, to work with, and that we walked into this shit pretty blind tonight, and we did what, 3.5 minutes in the green room?
Yeah,
that is exactly right. And because I had listened to the damn State of the Union address 4 times, and it's like, what is going on? And then this woman is tearing up the. It's like, what is going on? So, you know, I was hoping we could talk about this because this is very important. This is very important to our lives that, you know, when we see the Speaker of the House tearing up the the speech. I mean, this is ridiculous. And I'm glad we got to talk about it because that's important. And the whole point of pop culture stars is that we talk about what's important. Correct, Dave?
Yeah, except for the Bigfoot episode. Those
I'm going to be quiet. Okay. Am I correct, Todd? Is it important
you're being serious. We do plenty of superfluous stuff, absolutely. But you know what? And here's the thing. Here's the thing about you saying, I don't understand it. What's going on is, I hate to say it, much of this conversation was about trying to give context, helping ourselves. This might have been a selfish show, to be honest, because we're like, what the hell was this about? And we were trying to get some grip, some context, some thought about what the hell did we just see? What the hell just happened? And we might justifiably be able to call this a selfish show because part of it was trying to figure out how to digest what happened.
Right. Now,
that's how freaking real we are, and that's the damn truth. Not only were we making it up as we go, as far as the show, we were trying to understand what the hell we saw, and you just heard us discuss it, trying to get a grip on it.
Correct. This is a raw show, if you will. This is an organic, if you will, as it gets. These are the conversations that we have on the phone with one another, just shooting the breeze. And that's what makes this show magic, is that we have the ability to get out there. And, again, we all have different opinions, and we all acknowledge everyone's opinion. Just another point I want to throw out there about the whole Pelosi thing for all the naysayers that may be listening or listen later and say, yeah, there's Dick.
I don't care who's listening. Do it, Dave.
They say, and there's still people on Facebook going, he didn't shake her hand. All right. Yes, he didn't shake her hand. Okay.
Oh, my God. He didn't shake her hand. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm just going to have a heart attack about that. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not going to give it a complete pass either.
Well,
seriously.
Let me go ahead and follow up with this. Is that throughout his entire speech, they never stood up and clapped. She never. And all of her sycophants, none of them stood up. None of them clapped. So he didn't shake her hand. And they pissed on his leg right on back by not showing him any respect. So you know what? Okay. So we put mud in her eye. They put mud in his eye. Offsetting penalties, repeat, second down. But what did she do? She committed a personal foul.
Third down. Third down. Now, please continue.
Unsportsmanlike conduct. 15-yard penalty. Player has been warned. And, you know, Pelosi. And to be honest with you, you know, the Cortezes of the world, what do they call them? Progressives or what do they call them now?
The AOCs. I'm sorry, not no, the AOCs of the world. We got to call her AOC now.
I think there's a large part of the Democratic Party that's looking at Pelosi's performance last night and going, oh, shit. Because they know that it's just making it harder for them to get their point across. Because now people that might be willing to listen keep picturing that old biddy ripping up things.
Would never listen to her after she is, tearing up the State of the Union. That's ridiculous. That is so ridiculous.
8 years of Obama, a guy who made deals with Iranians, the guys the guy who the last day of his presidency gave millions, if not billions of dollars to an unrecognized Muslim state. And yet you never had a conservative. You never saw Newt Gingrich or any of those guys do that. That was a first. Did they sit there with a little grumpy look on their face? Oh, hell yeah. That ain't a first. But to stand up there and I challenge everybody to look at her face. The hell with ripping up the stuff. Look at her face while she's ripping it up. She's not looking at the documents. She's not looking at the desk. And to be honest with you, she ain't the first person to rip something up that pissed her off, because I've done it in the past. And you know what I've done when I did it? I was looking at the document, and I was ripping the hell out of it, going, yeah, take that, you piece of shit. She is looking out over the crowd. She is the screaming child in the cart that didn't get the toy, just waiting for somebody to go, here, I'll get the toy. And she's looking around like, who's looking at me showing my ass right now? Because I'm trying to stomp and make a point. And it's a first. That's the reason why it's going over so huge, is because of the fact that she did something that was so out of freaking whack, man. And by God, like I said, I dare not go at it, but to me, that's an act of treason. That is not showing your opinion. That is not a peaceful protest like the Constitution gives you the ability to do. That's being blasphemous and anti-American. So, you know what? The hell with you, chick.
Okay. Well, then here's what we're going to do. We're going to change the focus of pop culture stars, because I think it is important that we talk about this. So next week and the next week and the next week, are you guys okay? Because you are the pop culture stars. Are we going to talk about this kind of, pardon my grammar, this bullshit? Because this is not good. This is not, gentlemen, Todd and Dave, this is not appropriate.
Yeah, I remember you.
Gentlemen, it's fine. I'm glad you didn't include me with gentlemen. Thank you.
You're a gentleman, but we're going to talk about this. This is bullshit. And I'm sorry. I guess since I'm the guy that started this event, you know, four years ago, we're going to talk about. This is terrible. So are you okay? Now I'm gonna ask, and you know, there are probably going to be about 150 people that are going to listen to this. Todd, are you okay for us to talk about this bullshit? Are you okay with it?
Yeah,
yes or no?
We can bring it up again, but I'm going to say this for my own sanity. I love our guest a ton, because they allow us to shift focus, and oftentimes that stuff is so stinking positive, and I really do feel like this conversation tonight was so bloody negative. So, hey. I never have an issue with us sprinkling this in.
Okay.
And we can,
so you're okay with us talking
revisiting
about this. Okay.
We can revisit
now,
it
Dave,
for sure.
Okay, Dave Atwell, are you okay with us changing the focus about this?
Absolutely. I agree. Everything that Todd said makes a lot of points. You know, sometimes we get guests on here that and the first one that comes to mind is Josh Mayers. I remember probably 2 or 3 minutes before his show went on, Josh shot me a text, says, what do I do? What do I say? And I said, dude, just talk about your current work. Talk about what you're doing. And I says,
and we usually do
the rest of it.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna hit you. Josh is great, and we love Josh Mayers.
Yeah, he carried the
absolutely.
Josh is good people. Dude, when you get a guest on that's, and Josh is a little bit unique, got to work with him, stuff like that, and the whole, I'm looking at social media, I admit, I'm waiting to see photos of him in the household more than I am about the job, because, I mean, just watching the little one grow and stuff like that is freaking awesome. And I suspect, I never thought that I would be on Comic-Con Stars and be able to talk about one of our guests and be able to have a, I really never thought I'd be here, seriously. But here we are, this kind of stuff. And we're sitting here, we're sharing lives, stuff like that. When we had Will Williams on, and I was like, Will, man. And I gave him the gouge of the uncle. Buy those things, you're going to make noise and do the craziness and stuff. And he's like, no. And I was like, pictures, photos. We're in a whole new generation of photos. Take all the photos every opportunity you get. Look at this stuff Will posts. Josh posts. Our folks, we have got the best freaking people. I'm just saying, we got the best freaking people because I'll come back to what I said about a show earlier. It's about being real. And it's really, it's about people.
Absolutely. I agree. So, yeah,
seriously,
it's good to rant like this, and it's also good to have guests, and that's what makes the show entertaining. If you go back and listen to them and everything, is that it is. It's a good mix. We get on there sometimes, and there are nights we have fun. There are nights we make a point. There are nights we have guests on here that make everybody aware of their work. And, I'm pretty proud of the collection of friends that I've gathered through the show. So, that's the magic of the show, is the fact that we can diversify. And a night like tonight, it was a relatively emotional show. And, I rightfully so. Right place, right time, right reason. And, next week we have a guest on and we talk about something totally different. Amen, because that's what makes Pop Culture Stars the show that it is. But tonight, by Christ, I think the job was well done, and for every right reason in the world, because it needs to be said just how wrong and anti-American the speaker's actions were. You damn right. Amen. Carry on.
Yeah.
All right. This is Dr. John Stamey. And all I've got to say is I am so proud of my co-hosts, and they're right. And thank you. So we'll be back next week. And, we're going to have more. And the reason I'm like I'm stuttering in here, because I've got new friends, and they want to be on this show. So thank you, gentlemen, for being here. And, we'll talk to you next week. Got it.
Absolutely. Group, we love you. We can't do it without you. Big hugs.
Absolutely. What Todd said. Good night, everybody.
We can't do it without any of you. So thank you, Todd. Thank you for Dave. Thank you for everybody. And we'll see you next week on Pop Culture Stars. Rock and roll.
All right.
Got it.
All right. Good night, everybody. Take care now.
Take care. Big
Take care.
Group. Waiting for the British lady.
I know. Where is she? She's like gone.
There's our British lady. It's like she killed
British
us in
lady,
the green room and now she's not going off.
Okay. Okay, here she is.